to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all. And good afternoon, everyone. We are back, and it's Aurelia, and I am so excited about the show that we're doing today because, you know, I always talk about, you know, following your dreams and doing what you love, and we often don't have the opportunity to see it budding and springing and growing before our eyes, and this is an opportunity that we have to see and hear what it sounds like to really start off fresh, pursuing your dreams and your goals. Now, you know, as we get older, we often wonder, you know, what the future holds for a lot of the different things that we have in place, our art, our music, our country. And we are sometimes disheartened by what we see or what we think we see. But what we don't always see are the little gems that are just sitting there quietly waiting to just be out in the open and shine. Today we have a gem that shines so brightly. Her name is Maya Bellotto, and she is coined the Princess of Jazz. She's a recent high school graduate, and she sings. Jazz is her genre of choice. And the funny thing about it is, for someone so young, and, you know, it's interesting to know that Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald are her two favorite artists. And you have to hear it for yourself. You have to hear her story. So please allow me the opportunity, because I'm honored to have her on the show, Maya Bellotto. Hello,
Hi.
Hello. Hello. I'm so glad to have you on the show because, I mean... I have seen you around, and you are just, how can I put it? I just want our listeners to really get a really good picture of who you are. You're very elegant and eloquent, and it's a very mature presence for such a young lady, and it's just so wonderful to see that, and I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you get started with music?
Well, I've been singing since I was little, but I started singing jazz professionally around last year, but I was introduced to jazz when I was about 10 years old, and okay. I just really fell in love with it.
Oh, okay. Now, who introduced you to jazz?
I actually heard it in a movie. It was Nature Boy by Nat King Cole, and mm-hmm. I heard it, and I kept rewinding that part, and I started, you know, looking the song up on the internet, and I found out who Nat King Cole was, and I started listening more to him, and then it opened up jazz to me, and I started listening to other artists as well.
Okay. And you're a recent high school graduate. Did you have any training? Tell us about your training in school.
Well, I went to Cab Calloway School of the Arts in sixth grade all the way until I graduated high school. I had vocal training there, and I also see a vocal coach named Ankara. And he's in New York, so. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're here in Wilmington, Delaware, and this is your hometown, and it is mine as well, so I'm proud to say that. And what I wanted to ask you was, how has your community embraced you?
They've embraced me very well. They're always supportive of me and always, you know, supporting me through coming to my shows and, you know, sharing my stuff on social media. It's been very accepting.
Oh, great. Now, you recently participated in the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival, how was that?
That was amazing. It was crazy because the year before I performed there, I said that I want to perform here before I leave to go move to New York. I want to perform here. And all of a sudden I got a call and then they asked me to perform. It was crazy. I was so excited.
I saw all the pictures, and I even saw the pictures of you and your mom there the year before, and that was really interesting to me, because your mom posted the pictures on Facebook, and then to see you on stage as a headliner, now come on, that's amazing.
It was very, I couldn't believe it.
Okay, now, being that you're just starting out, and you're just really getting your feet wet, how has that been for you personally? I mean, emotionally, how have you been able to make the adjustment?
The adjustment to...
A lot of attention, a lot of, it's a different venue that you're in now than you were before. You were studying, now you are an artist.
Mm-hmm. At first, it was kind of overwhelming because I've always been kind of shy. But I've learned to accept it, and it's making me become more confident in my singing, and I've become more used to it.
Okay. Now, I want our listeners to have a little taste of your singing. So we're going to do Blue Skies. What made you pick that particular song, and why?
I heard Ella Fitzgerald sing that song, and I love her, and the song just makes me happy whenever I listen to it, so I had to sing that song.
Okay, so we're going to play Blue Skies by Maya Bilardo.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I took the liberty of sending, I think, this Blue Skies over to a friend of mine who happens to have studied music and was a jazz artist as well. And she just thought that your voice was so amazingly refreshing and smooth. And when I told her how old you were, she was like, no way is she 17. So that speaks volumes to your ability and your talent. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, also, I wanted to ask you, now, you are currently in New York. So what transitions are you making, and, you know, what are you going to be doing as far as performing going forward in the future?
Well, I want to start sending out my two EPs that I recorded to certain clubs or and record labels, and I want them to hear it, and hopefully from that they'll want, you know, they'll ask me to perform in certain places, and I want to attend open mics and stuff too.
Oh, okay. Nice. Now, let's see. What do you do in your spare time to unwind and relax?
I usually just listen to music. I just do that all day.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool too. And I understand that you write your own music as well. Have you written anything recently, and that you would put on any upcoming EPs?
Not at the moment. I've just been focusing on the songs that I have on EPs and performing those. But I want to write music in the future, though.
Okay, excellent. Now, you had a performance last night. Where was that, and how did that go?
It was in Chester, PA, and it was at Open Mic's Internet Cafe. It went amazing. It was great. Everyone was very nice and accepting, and I had a good time.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Now, your audience. What are the ages of your audience? Because you're opening up a whole gateway to a new and younger audience to introduce them to jazz. So what has that been like? Have you had an older crowd, a younger crowd, or mix?
I've seen a mixed crowd. I've seen four-year-olds all the way up to, you know, adults. It's been a mixed crowd, yeah.
Okay, that's really nice, because, you know, you are now a role model. So, you know, it's really good to see, for younger kids to really see someone like you singing that kind of music, because it lets them know that you don't have to sing R&B and you don't have to be a rap artist to really be good and enjoyable as far as the music is concerned.
Yeah, and it makes me really excited, because my goal is to bring jazz to just all ages, especially my generation and younger, because a lot of them don't even know what jazz is or have heard of any jazz music. So I really want to, my goal is just to bring it to all generations, because I love it. I love jazz.
Okay, and that's good, because there's this whole big thing out there that says, and there's a lot of old people can tell you, that you have to do what you love. And if you're doing what you love, the success will follow you. And you are a prime example of that. I mean, you're happy doing what you do, right?
Yes, of course. Yes, love it.
Yes, and we can tell. Now, last night's performance, you sang "I'll Be Home for Christmas," correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's from my Christmas EP. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we do have that one as well. So if you don't mind, I would like to share that with our listeners as well.
Of course, sure.
Okay, thank you. This is Maya Bilardo with "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
Snow and mistletoe.
And I have to say thank you again for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, how have your mom and dad been handling this? Because I have the pleasure of knowing them both, and they're amazing, amazing people. So how have they been handling your new success?
They've been so supportive. They've just been really supportive, helping me through everything.
They are amazing people. Truly amazing. And I know that they're supportive, and I know that they are behind you 100%. And that even makes mm-hmm. your ability to be successful much stronger, because the other day I had a young woman on, and she's very successful right now, but she didn't have the support of her family because they didn't believe in what she was doing. And mm-hmm. she said it was a struggle. But, that's not your story, and that's not the case for you. And, I see the effort that they put out and all of that. So who's your marketing person, and your media relations person?
Both of my parents have been they're managing me, both my parents, mm-hmm. so they're both like promoting and marketing everything. So they're behind everything that goes on in my music, yeah.
Oh, excellent, because they did the smartest thing that I've seen was them placing your song on Facebook, because everybody's going crazy over the election stuff. And they put your song up on Facebook, and I have to tell you, it completely took my mind off of all of that other craziness, and I was really, it was a welcome distraction, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot. Thanks.
Yeah, because I was like, thank you, something that just distract me from all of this foolishness. And it was really good, well-placed, well-timed. So they're doing an excellent job. They know how to make sure that they capture people's attention at the right time. And your music, your melody, your song style it's really lighthearted, and that's what we need right now. We heard enough rough stuff. So this is beautiful, and I'm just so pleased. Now, if people wanted to follow you, how would they be able to keep up with you?
I have a Facebook page, I have a Twitter page, Instagram, and they're all Maya Bilardo. I also have a website at mayabilardo.com. That's how you can keep up with me.
Oh, great. So will you be performing any place locally or otherwise anytime soon?
I actually have a show tonight at Artscape. It's on Market Street, and that will be at 8 o'clock, and mm-hmm. the tickets are 30 for food if you want food, and 20 if just for the show.
And where is that exactly for those who do not live in Delaware?
It is at 205 North Market Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19801.
Okay, great, because we have listeners from all over, so we want to make sure that if they want to come out and listen to some really good old-fashioned jazz, they can come on down and listen to some old-fashioned jazz from a very young person, and you will be pleasantly, pleasantly entertained and surprised.
Yes, please come. I'll be showcasing my two EPs. Mm-hmm. One's a self-titled EP, jazz EP, and the other is a holiday EP, and that's called A Jazzy Holiday.
Oh, great. So I want to just thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. But there are two questions that I ask. You're welcome. Two questions that I ask my guests. Okay? If you had the opportunity to tell your younger self something based on what you know now, what would you tell yourself?
It's a hard question. I think I would tell my younger self that you don't have to be perfect. I was always, I'm a perfectionist, and I was always, like, get upset over every little mistake. But I think I would tell myself, that you don't have to, you know, get upset at everything. Not everything's going to be perfect.
Okay. Now, the next question I have, for anyone who's out there, they're just starting out and they're interested in pursuing something that they really enjoy doing, what words of wisdom and advice would you give them?
You know, what advice would I give to someone who
is thinking about doing it or just starting out doing something and they're not sure, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to just stick with it. Like, no matter what, if you truly love what you're doing, then just keep doing it. It doesn't matter if the outcome is bad at first. If you just keep trying and practicing and putting your effort into it, good will always come from it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, because that really is some profound wisdom, because we all know that, you know, oftentimes we start something and we don't have the best outcome and we want to run away from it because we don't think we're going to be successful at it. And to tell someone to just stick with it is really good advice. And I have to tell you that I really enjoy my time with you. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And whenever you have an opportunity to come back or want to share some additional music that you have out, please feel free to just give me a call and let me know when.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I want to take this opportunity to thank your parents for this amazing opportunity. I'm glad I had a chance to catch you before you start shooting off into the stratosphere.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you have a good day and everything, and relax, because I know you have your show. You're set this evening. And I'm going to try my best to get down there and see you so that I can enjoy myself as well. So,
okay, I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, to all my listeners, now, we always have this conversation and dialogue about pursuing your goals, following your dreams. Don't follow anybody else's, because whatever their journey is not yours. This was a prime example. This young lady knew early on that she wanted to be involved in music, and she would tinker with her little toy keyboard and write up songs. But she was inspired and infused with jazz just based on a movie that she saw. The inspiration can come from almost any place, and you have to be open, willing, and receptive to it when it comes, because you just never know what the journey is for you, what your life's path is going to be or going to be like. She's chosen hers. She's happy with what she's doing. She has an amazing, beautiful, melodic tone and voice. I enjoy listening to her. And I have to tell you, this is an example of following your goals, pursuing your dreams, and just sticking with it. And as she stated, just stick with it. So if you're starting out, you're not sure, just stick with it. And on that note, I'm just going to kind of like check out, because I got to try to get myself together so that I can be able to get out of here. And I want to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Be well. Take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be good for anybody else. And also, God bless. Have a good, great weekend.